why loathsome internet criminals are attracted to social networks. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Social networks like Facebook are becoming a favorite target of the internet scam artist. Just this week, Twitter users were hit with a phishing attack. Phishing is an attempt to trick users into giving up personal information. Many Twitter users received messages from followers saying, "This you?" with a link that leads to a fake web page. Beth Jones is an internet threat researcher at security company Sophos. She explains how the "This you" attack works.
It's sent through what's called a direct message, which is the private messaging system that Twitter have, where you can message a friend privately. It has a link in there, and then when you click on the link, it takes you to a fake Twitter login page. It's a key logging thing, so it logs your credentials, your username and your password, and as soon as you hit the login button, it usually shows a fail whale, the little whale with all the little birds saying that we're over capacity or something like that, or it simply does nothing. And then what it does from there is that now that they have your credential, there's actually a bot or an automated program on the other end that then logs in to Twitter as you and starts spamming out the same type of direct messages to all of your contacts.
So when you get a message from someone that you follow and who follows you back, a direct message saying "this you," that means that they fell for it and now they're going to send messages unwittingly to everyone who they can.
Correct. We've been monitoring these direct message attacks for some time. This is just the most recent one.
Ultimately, what's the aim of these things?
What will eventually happen is these can be used to send yet another direct message that then will take you to maybe a YouTube video or some website that's been compromised and download a fake antivirus program.
And then once you get infected with that kind of malware, then what? Your identity could be stolen. You could end up being part of a botnet that sends out spam or does other nefarious things, right?
Also, they want your credit card information because they will have pop-ups that say, you know, your machine is infected. You need to download the full version of this program for $35, $40, whatever it is today. And then you enter in your billing address, your credit card information. So at that point, they have a whole lot of information that they can use from that point.
Also, if they capture your Twitter username and login, there's a pretty good chance that you also use that the same password and login at lots of other sites, maybe your email account or
absolutely.
Things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We did a poll here at Sophos, and we found that 33% of users use the exact same password for everything that they do.
Yeah, people shouldn't do that, by the way. Why are social networks such inviting ground for the nitwits out there who want to steal all our stuff?
Because it is such a broad user base. Twitter keeps getting more and more users every single day, as does Facebook. I think I saw that Facebook's up to 400 million users now. That's a lot of people that you can steal from. Also, the trust factor is still very high in these social networks.
Beth Jones with Sophos. She says social network users should be very careful when asked by another person, even someone they trust, to click on a link. If there's any question, she says, check with the person who sent the message to make sure it really came from him or her. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.